Light snow and a little bit of rain was reported across portions of the central Midwest overnight last night. We still have some of that continuing in eastern portions of the region this morning. We will see this system moving off to the east, and we will find cooler weather still prevailing across the region for another day or two. The coldest weather out of this particular round of cool conditions will likely reach into the southeastern corner of the country overnight tonight, with frost and freezes reaching down into areas that normally see their last freezes in about 2 weeks earlier than this. The cold down that way will freeze back some of the winter wheat crop, but we are fortunate across the heart of the Midwest that the crop has not really greened up much across any part of the region, and the cold weather that's been prevailing is just keeping the crop more or less dormant. As we go forward through the coming week, though, temperatures are going to turn warmer across parts of the Midwest, and we will see some greening take place. We'll also see those soil temperatures in the lower parts of the Midwest rising up closer to the threshold for corn germination, and a few farmers may be able to get out in the fields and push some seed into the ground. But with that said, it's going to be one of those situations that will be somewhat tenuous because the temperatures may not rise very far above the minimum threshold for germination, and it looks like a more frequent precipitation pattern may evolve for a while, putting more moisture into the ground, raising the chances that some of that seed might rot before it gets a chance to germinate. The temperatures across the region are going to stay rather cool as we go forward through this next few days, although a warming trend is anticipated. We'll look for the afternoon temperatures today across the majority of the Midwest, varying from the 20s and 30s across the north, with readings to the 40s perhaps in some of the lowermost parts of the region from Kansas over to Kentucky and southernmost sections of Ohio. We'll look for a few teens also in the far northernmost parts of the region. As we move forward into the day tomorrow, a short-term bout of warming is expected. In fact, as we move on into Thursday afternoon, we'll see some of the warmest conditions. Highs will be in the 30s and 40s across the northern half of the region, while some 40 and 50 degree readings occur in the south. It wouldn't surprise me at all to see a few lower 60s occurring in parts of Missouri and a few areas just south of the Ohio River. And then as we move on into the end of this week, Friday we'll find another cool air mass dropping through the northern parts of the Midwest, with 30 and 40 degree highs returning to those areas, while the southern areas will cool down back into some 40s and 50s. We will expect the low temperatures at night over these next several nights to be mostly 20s and 30s north and 30s and some 40s south. We will see some colder readings in the far northernmost parts of the region. Precipitation prospects, like I said, are going to increase. Today's moisture in the east will occur as a little wintry mix. We're not expecting more than a few hundredths of an inch, upwards to 15 hundredths of an inch of moisture. Most areas will get by without much moisture at all. A surface high pressure system pushing through the region will clear the skies out, and most of the western and central parts of the Midwest will likely be dry today. A southerly wind, though, will build up behind this high pressure system, bringing warmer air back into the region. And as we go through the day on Wednesday, increased cloudiness and a good chance for some rain will develop across Missouri and Kansas, and eventually that precipitation will work its way through the heart of the Midwest. As we move into Thursday, precipitation will be widespread, and we could see a couple tenths to three quarters of an inch of moisture across many areas, moistening the soil and putting enough moisture in the ground in some locations to limit any field work for a little while. A secondary disturbance will come across the region as we move into the early to middle part of next week, but a significant warm-up will likely take place before that occurs, and some of this soggy field conditions will abate as temperatures turn warmer. We'll see some 50, 60, and maybe in a few 70-degree readings across a part of the Midwest for a brief period of time. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.